Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, so the Packers, and I asked Paul this, I'll ask you. The Packers in 11 of the last 13 games have scored 23 or more points in a game against the Vikings at Lambeau Field. After what you saw on Thursday night, is this offense going to put up more than 23?
If I had my crystal ball, I'm sure it would be cracked and cloudy after asking it that question. I would say, you know, coming out of the chute the way they did in Chicago, I would say it's going to be tough. Now, you saw, or at least you could see some of the pieces of this thing the way it is. You can see the progression, the play progression, you know, when I'm, you know, plays to set up plays, et cetera, and the motions and all that stuff. I like the basically, if you had to look at this offense, I call it West Coast 2.0 because it's really the old-fashioned Bill Walsh, San Francisco 49ers, West Coast offense, just juiced up for 2019. I mean, that's really what it is. There's a lot of motions, the use of fullbacks, they got tight ends in play, double tight ends sets, a lot of that stuff. So there's a lot there that's very, very West Coast-ish style, but just juiced up for today's league. And it's a sound system, and I think that they're probably one player away from really being really good.
So what player would that be, do you think?
Someone that's going to tote the rock. They're going to need a big-time running back at some point. I don't think that with the running backs that they currently have, that they need a running back, and that's what's going to make the offense go.
When we were talking about Aaron Rodgers before, and look, the criticism started to come out fast and furious after the game against the Bears. And on one hand, there's the side of, well, it's the Bears, and that's the best front seven in football, and you're not going to do much against them anyway. And then the other side says, we're just making excuses. Aaron Rodgers didn't play great, said he didn't need all the extra time, and he hasn't looked good for really since before he broke the collarbone. Which side of the fence do you fall upon?
I think the first part, where, you know what, I think they're healthy. I think there's things there that are gonna be okay. I don't think it's we're not seeing a decline in Rodgers before or after any of the injuries. I would say to me, he looks like he's in tremendous shape, and I think that it just looks like they're just not familiar with the offense, and I think they need to, you know, lesson be learned. They probably needed to get out there and do some stuff in the preseason. I've always been that way, though, about the preseason. You know, they're going to look I still think week six is the number, is the date that that you can say this offense is going on the right track, or this offense is not hitting on the right track and needs to get, you know, get some more juice. But I really believe, looking at it and looking what I saw, just the one sample size, that the running backs, either the guys that are out there got to turn it up a notch, or they need to find a better one.
The offense, we know, didn't perform well. People seem to think that it's going to click. This is the week that things are going to begin to take off. You face a really good defense coming up this weekend again in Minnesota. Now, I got into this discussion yesterday, and again, I'm not sitting here throwing darts at the Packers because I'm trying to look at this reality-wise. Is it making excuses to say, well, they're playing good defenses? Because if you're a good offense, you should be at least able to go toe-to-toe with a good defense. And my question is, are we making excuses so that we can justify a bad offensive performance?
Yes, because what did they do last year against the vaunted Bears defense? Week one, they beat them. They scored a bunch of points. They scored a bunch of points against the Vikings, especially at Lambeau. So Yeah, I mean, there's excuses being made. You don't expect that type of performance with Aaron Rodgers, you know, holding the ball. I just don't understand why you can make that excuse while they're playing a good defense, blah, blah. That isn't it. It takes time for an offense. A defense is completely different. A defense can come out of the chute hot. There's not as much timing. There's not flow. You don't have to worry about calling 100. You know, you look at Mike Pettine's play calling sheet. He doesn't have it. It's 1/8 the size of the floors. So there's a lot there. And calling plays is an art. And it's an art by what you have on the field and what you want to do and what you've seen in the film room. You know, so it's a lot of, you know, it's a game of chess, and it's going to take some time for that offense to mature and for the play caller to kind of get things going and understand the guys who are on the field, what plays work, what plays don't work, what are their true capabilities. Is the offensive tackle, is he going to be able to reach this guy, or is he not going to be able to reach him and we're going to run inside him? You know, there's all of that stuff. That's a lot of moving parts for anybody, much less a brand new coach who's in a new system, putting in his system, but new personnel, new division. You know, he was not in the NFC North, so looking at these things, it's going to take a little bit of time. So for people to think that, oh, week two, you're going to score them out, score 30-some points, and if they don't, you're disappointed. I don't think that's the case. I think really it's week six, week seven, when some of the things, the foundation has been laid, and now we can come out and put and get a good feeling of how to call plays, what are the plays the quarterback likes, what are the plays the line is good at. All these moving parts should start coming together, but there's no possible way that it's going to come together in 1 week. It's too difficult. It's too much.
Talking with Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, do you become then a believer? I mean, because that was a tremendous defensive output in performance against the Bears on Thursday night. So my question, but people want to say, well, it was Mitch Trubisky. I personally think that the Packers dictated everything when it came to that defensive performance. Do you then, or should people become big-time believers if they really stymie this particular group of offensive wide receivers, a pretty good quarterback, a good tight end, a really good running back, and an upgraded offensive line?
Well, okay. Literally, you just said a whole lot of stuff there, so I'm going to break it down into my simpleton mind. Here's how I look at it. If you have a new quarterback, or if you have a new system, a young quarterback, the best thing that you can do is give that quarterback a good defense. The offense, we know the offense is going to take a little bit of time, so I think the way that they put this team together to have a really solid defense, and I've been saying this since January, if the Packers are going to make the playoffs, if they're going to have a winning record, it's going to be the defense that gets them through the first half of the season, because the offense is going to take some time to get cooking and get rolling. And that's exactly what they did. And they got the quarterback off the spot. They shut down the run game. And by golly, those two cornerbacks, when King is in the game and Jair Alexander is in the game, and now you've got Tremont Williams at the slot and those two safeties, that is a very, very formidable defense. And those two cornerbacks have a little bit different skills between the two of them. But so you look at Kevin King. Not only is Kevin King a guy that's a great cover guy, he's got length, he's got leverage. Sometimes he messes up a little bit and gets in position or in bad position. But you know what you saw? He got a sack. And it wasn't a blitz. It was cornerback was running and he going for the sticks and he went and got him. That's explosive movement that not everybody has. Not every human being is blessed with that. And with Jair Alexander, just the complete quintessential competitor, competing on every single play. Every ball goes his way. Even if the guy catches it, he is in the guy's hip. Can't teach that stuff that you can either do it or you can't do it. And they got the two safeties back there, which I believe is a huge upgrade over the two safeties that they marched out on the field last year. Not only you get some coverage ability, but you got two guys that aren't afraid to go mix it up. You know, a lot of people on that one third down and one play with Cordell carrying the ball, and you know everybody's excited about Kenny Clark. You know who was right next to him? Amos.
Yeah, I was going to say Adrian Amos
was in the backfield. I mean, that's amazing stuff, and you that's how you draw it up. And I think again for this team to be successful, if they want to get to the playoffs, they're going to have to lean on that defense. And right now, I think that defense is pretty sound.
Real quick, in a matter of about 20 seconds, who wins this one?
Oh, God. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say the Packers are going to win it, and it's going to be 14-7, something like that, or 17-14, somewhere in that range.
That'll be a dogfight. Eric, always good. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, we'll see you Sunday.
Appreciate it, absolutely. There you go. Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.